You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds here with William Hill. Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win is 8-1. Juan Mata to score and Manchester United to win is 4-1. Lee, Manchester United haven't conceded a goal since CSK Moscow scored against them in the Champions League. That was six games ago, back in the end of October. They still look terrible, though. They look toothless, and the football they're playing has been drab. Fair?
Absolutely fair, yeah. I was talking to our old friend and colleague, Ron Atkinson, in the week, actually, and he's doing MUTV, and he says it's pretty difficult at times. You know, Ron actually said, Derek, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, he thinks this is the worst Premier League ever. And I'm sure we've been saying that. I'm sure he said that every year. But, he's got a point, hasn't he? I mean, I know you'll agree with that because you always say it as well. But he said it's awful watching them week in, week out, and watching this United side. But let's be fair about this. They're 2 points off the top. They beat Watford. They go top of the table, you know, at least in, you know, for a few hours. It's hard to argue with a manager who's getting results like that, I suppose. And you know, he can just show you the league table and say, there you go. The United fans aren't happy with that. They're obviously been fed on a diet of success with attractive football,
yes,
you know,
they have.
And quality players, but as it happens, you know, that's what they're doing, and we're talking about this from a betting perspective, and they're giving us every help they can. I've been struggling a little bit, you know, obviously over the start of the season, trying to figure out what Manchester United actually are. But we should really thank Van Gaal here, because what we do know is that they won't give too much away. Away from home, he's managed to tighten up as well, because that's where they were struggling. They conceded two at Swansea, two at Southampton, three at Arsenal. But since then, they haven't conceded in either game at Everton or Crystal Palace. Now, Everton were off colour that day, remember, when they won 3-0 there. 0-0 draw at Crystal Palace. We also know a lot about Watford, and that's that they are very tight as well. The two goals they scored at home against West Ham is the most they've scored in any one game this season at home. Before that, they'd only scored once, and that was against Swansea. I don't expect them to score against Manchester United either. I think this is going to be a very, very tight game. And one of those 12:45s that struggles to get going. Again, I think if Watford were really brave for you, I think they could actually go and have a real go at Man United. But 100-30 isn't quite big enough for me. I think in Ighalo and in Deeney, they've got players who can score from nothing, and they can hit Man United on the break. Just don't think Man United will be that ambitious to actually allow them to be hit on the break. Not much up front for Man United, of course, as well. Prices are pretty big, though. Rooney 17-10, Depay 23-10. The fact that James Wilson is fourth in that list says an awful lot about Manchester United.
It does, and they've lost Anthony Martial. Marouane Fellaini's not going to be fit either. Jesse Lingard's been in the side. Fleetingly, yeah. He could start on Saturday afternoon as well. Maybe not a bad bet, 13-5 to get a goal.
But I wouldn't be surprised if this is nil-nil. I mean, you know, you're always risking having, you know, that a special goal in the Premier League when you go for a nil-nil. But under 1.5 goals is 2-1. Wouldn't be at all surprised if it was a 1-0 either way.
Derek, your thoughts on this match, Watford versus Manchester United. Back-to-back wins, 2-0 wins for Watford against Stoke City and West Ham, but they lost at Leicester a couple of weekends ago. Manchester United won the last eight meetings between the two. They've actually not played each other for 8 years, though, these two sides.
Yeah, that record doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't diddly squat for that one. And they haven't conceded a goal for, you know, many, many weeks now, Man United. But, you know, Lee's saying, well, why are Watford going to score past them? Well, you look at Stoke's record recently. They've hardly conceded a goal either, but Watford managed to stick two past them at Stoke, by the way. I mean, this is a tidy side, Watford. And I'm actually believing at 100-37-2, they're almost as unmissable as the last unmissable bet I gave you, which luckily I missed. I just can't see why United are odds on. I know Lee, you know, if they win in assists, they're going to go top of the league, albeit temporarily, blah, blah, blah. But Big Ron, he knows better than most of us, it is the worst Premier League ever. I mean, I tell you what, if you put half the teams from the Championship in this league, I don't think they'd struggle. That's how bad this league is. And I'm talking about the top teams, the top four used to be, you know, used to be stones better than the rest. The bang ordinary. It's a terrible league. And the fact that Man United might be top doesn't matter to me at all. There's been a big concertining of the clubs now, and there's no outstanding team. Man City on the day, maybe, but the lower clubs on the day can be the equal of the bigger clubs. And Watford at 7 to 230, I think it's a sensational bet.
If you are looking to play Manchester United in this match, they are odds on at 10 to 11. If you scroll down the page, Manchester United to win and under 2.5 goals is a bet that has been coming in with regularity recently. 12 to 5, Man United to win and under 2.5. But Derek going with Watford. And Lee, your best bet there, under 1.5?
Yes.
At 2-1 in that lunchtime kickoff. That's Watford versus Manchester United.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.